State voters could have the opportunity to decide on whether or not local governments could easily raise taxes and issue new bonds for public projects. The plan to put it to the voters would need a two-thirds approval by both houses in the California legislature. Assemblywoman Cecilia Aguiar-Curry is leading a move to get it on the November 2020 ballot. And to find out more about the measure and what it would do, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with the Assemblywoman about the issue. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Great. Thank you so much for including me this afternoon. I appreciate your interest in this ACA-1.
So what would this allow local governments to do?
So it will give the opportunity for local governments to lower the necessary voter threshold from two-thirds to 55%, a supermajority still, to approve local government obligation bonds and special taxes for proposed affordable housing or supportive housing, infrastructure projects. Infrastructure projects could be like, particularly when I think of San Francisco, protect property from impacts of sea level rise, broadband expansion in underserved areas, flood control, public library facilities. It's pretty much anything under the auspices of a local government. It's really important for this because, as we know, state of California has different types of communities. And not one size fits all. And in this bill, it gives the opportunities from your small rural communities as well as your large urban communities such as San Francisco to do community planning on their own with their constituents to make sure they get the best projects that are out there at a reasonable voter threshold.
And we're talking about increasing property taxes.
It's an increase. So it's actually what it is this particular bill helps a community decide if they, it first of all goes to the state. The state has to determine, all our constituents, if we wanted to change the threshold from two-thirds to 55%. If it does that, then the communities can run a geo bond, they can do parcel taxes, special taxes, and they can determine at that point if they want to run something for something specific. Maybe it's a library, and then the tax would be go specifically to that community that was going to run that particular bond.
Okay. Do you think that you have the support to get it on the ballot?
I absolutely do. I think all of us, many people here that are in the legislature, have worked in government of some sort. They've worked either on local government, they've worked at school boards, and they understand the importance of a lot of our infrastructure is falling apart. And many times we get asked, people come into the office and ask, you know, my library is falling apart, or my fire department, or I need to upgrade. I need to upgrade my parks. And once those discussions happen, they realize that we're not necessarily a bank here all the time at the state of California. So each community can determine what projects they want to go after. So, for instance, right now I think it's a really prime time for our communities to say, you know, we have the top 10 projects we want to work on. We want to get community buy-in. They can start working on that now. And then as this constitutional amendment moves forward, they can determine if it gets passed, they can actually run a bond immediately and be able to get some funding right away. They can leverage the funding that they get in. So there's a lot of opportunities for cities. I think cities are going to be on board. I mean, I know the cities are on. The League of California Cities supports us. As well as the counties are supporting us. We have unions, firefighters, police officers, environmental groups, community groups that are all on board on this.
Thank you so much. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Assemblywoman Cecilia Aguiar-Curry, leading a move to get this on the 2020 ballot.